details. Her name is Nadine.
Hi, Chris. Okay. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Awesome. Having a good day today, I hope.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Good, good. I know we're halfway through the week, so that's always a good sign. My name is Nadine Medina, by the way, Chris. I'm one of the regional specialists. And so I handle the pricing and details for your area. And I know that you were talking with Catherine. She does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. It looks like, in fact, I was actually reading through the notes here because she was requesting, excuse me, a new in business rate for you. I think she mentioned on the notes that you've been in business for 2 years. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's quite a good time, right? How's it been going these first 2 years?
That's good. Good. Busy.
Good. That's what I like to hear. Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, Chris, I see, so you're in Dover, right? But she put that you're targeting a 50-mile radius for your potential clients?
No. I don't say 50. I say 15.
15. Okay. Let me fix that. That's why I always like to kind of verify the notes because they might miss something. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can do 20 miles radius.
Oh, no, okay. So up to 20, no more than 20. Awesome.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Now, I also see, so she put down Tree One Experts NJ, New Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Is your website. What's weird is when I went on there, it doesn't come up. I did find one, though, that looks like it was maybe managed by Townsquare at one time, but it shows it's not active. That's not the one you're talking about, right?
No, because I get Tree Mill spelling the website. The website is tree number one.
Oh,
expertnj.com.
That's why. Okay. Tree number one. That's what it is. Yeah, she wrote out the word one. So tree number one, and then it's experts, NJ, like New Jersey, .com. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Ah, there it is. Okay. Perfect. Who did this one? It looks really good.
A company from California.
Oh, okay. Now, are they the ones that are just managing your website? Is there anything else that they're doing aside from that, like to help you with marketing?
No, they just build my website and that's it. They don't do anything else.
They
just put some videos, whatever, when they get.
Okay. Okay, well, good job. And then let's take a look here. I also see MapQuest, Chamber of Commerce. So here's what I'm finding. You have nothing negative written about your company, right? And for me, I think you and I can both agree that you have been providing a quality type of service to your clients, right? I mean, and this is why you've been busy the last 2 years. Even being a new company, that's the kind of company that we're wanting to work with. So one thing I want to say, Chris, is that if we start to work with you on that first page of Google and Bing, we actually close it out. We're not going to then turn around and sign up one of your competitors. We want to make sure that your company is getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. So in other words, we would only work with you to make sure you get that maximum amount of calls. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah, I know how it works. I used to work with Townsquare, and I canceled it because it didn't work. So I was.
How long were you with them? Do you remember?
It was a short time, like 6 months, I believe.
Okay, that's quite a long time to not have any results. Let me ask you this. I was looking up to see if I could find your, like, it's what we call a... I'm sorry, I almost switched to Spanish. I've been speaking Spanish all morning. It's what we call a Google Business Profile, right?
Yeah.
I'm not finding it. Did they ever PIN verify you through Google?
The problem,
did you get code in the mail?
Okay, so the problem was when I used to work as a partner with Three Chiefs. So I used to manage all the advertisement and the website.
Uh-huh.
So when I separated from him, I did trying to just change the name to keep the reviews. So I messed it up there. So that's why I start building my other website.
Okay. Here's what I found. I did find, so there's two profile pages that I found. Okay. I just found them right now. I actually typed in your zip code to pull them up that way. Okay. So there's two of them with your company name, right? The Tree One Expert.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So, and they both have your phone number. Okay. One of them actually has 16 reviews. The other one actually has 6 reviews that
yes,
I found.
That's the new one. That's the new
okay,
one.
Okay. So the new one is the one with the 6. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, typically I'm going to tell you what we do, right? When you have two profile pages on Google, porque one has LLC, the other one does not. Let me just see if they both have the same website on it. And they both have the same website. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what we would do. Okay. Typically what we do is we take your two profile pages, Chris, and we merge them into one. And I'll tell you why. Because eventually Google is going to red flag you and they're going to suspend it because they don't want a bunch of profiles with the same phone number and same business name. So eventually Google's going to suspend them. So what we do, okay, because this is going to hurt you more instead of helping you when you have a bunch of different profiles with the same name. What we do is we merge the two of them into one. And typically, it's going to be the one that has the most reviews that sticks.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. Because there's no need for you to have really two profiles. You're still the owner of your profile, right? We're just like managers. So that way we can manage it for you on the first page. So great job. Great job on the reviews, though. What about Facebook? Do you ever go on Facebook? I was looking to see if there was a Facebook page, maybe. I wasn't finding
it. I do have the Facebook, but the problem is the Facebook is, when you build a profile for Facebook, for some reason, when I open my Facebook page, the new one, they merge my personal profile with the true one, and then my other personal profile is just, like disappear, like kind of like, you know, I only can see messages and messenger and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. So there's a way for you to do it. Okay, so I'll tell you why. Because what happens, Chris, is when you create your profile for the business, right, the Facebook business page, it's created through your personal page because this way you still have access to it because that's how we create them too. But there's a way that you switch it on your settings. My aunt has it too. I had to show her on her phone because when she gets messages to her business, she has to go to her messenger and at the top switch that she wants to switch to her business profile. So that way she could see those messages. It's called like the business suite. So I don't know if you're looking at it like from your desktop or if you're looking at it from your phone, but there is a setting. And I'll tell you where it's at because I have access to her Facebook page because I kind of helped her with it. So at the top right-hand corner, it'll show like your personal profile and it'll show your business one. So on hers, at the bottom of it, like when you click on your profile photo at the top right-hand corner, it'll say switch to the Meta Business Suite. That's when you switch to your business profile. If you want to switch then to your personal, then you would just go back up to the top at the right, click on your profile photo on the down arrow, and then it'll say switch to, and it'll show your personal, then you switch to that. It's real easy. You just got to switch it. No one sees your personal page, though. It's just you have access to both because that's how they're all created. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would like to recommend for you, Chris, is our Platinum package because our Platinum package, it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. Now, the way that we do things here, we set it where it's a fixed flat rate. Our program is month to month, and there are absolutely no contracts. We, in fact, we prefer to earn your business month in and month out. So okay. I'm applying the new in business rate for you, so it's going to give you a 50% savings. What you would be looking at, Chris, is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It will come with just a one-time setup fee of $99. So it would then make your initial investment $398 to get started today. But every month after that, Chris, you would only just be paying the $299 a month with no contracts, no click fees or anything like that. It's a true flat rate. And what this would include is us taking your profile page, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there. But remember, we're going to merge your two profiles so that you only have one profile, because that's all you need is one profile. You'll still have access to it, right? And then we can use up to 14 keywords or search terms, and you can change them at any time, okay? We'll be managing it all for you. We do the directory submission. So we'll also get you listed on directories like Apple, Yahoo, Bing, which are popular directories that are searchable as well. We will also run Facebook ads. I don't know if you're real familiar with those, the Facebook ads, but.
Yes, I had a problem with that because I was doing that advertising last year. And
What happened?
For some reason, the credit card, there was some issue with the credit card. So I tried to pay, and I couldn't fix it.
Okay. Well, on our end, we would be the ones managing it for you. So you're not having to give, like, additional payments aside from the $299 because it's all included. You're not going to incur cost per click or anything like that. So basically what you're doing is you're paying the $299 and we're the ones managing your Facebook ads. I know some people have had problems in the past when they were, I thought you were going to say that you were being found in other states because sometimes when someone's ran their own Facebook ads, they end up like in other states that they don't target, right? But
yeah, that happened to me.
Did it? Oh, it's because sometimes it's a little tricky, right? But one thing about the Facebook ads that we run, what happens is, let's say someone's on Google, they're looking at, you know, finding one of your services, right? But they didn't call you. And they went to Facebook, they're just looking through their pictures or stories. That ad is going to retarget them. So it's going to remind them, hey, you were looking for this service, here's a company that offers it. What I love about those Facebook ads, Chris, is we could target a specific audience by interest, income level, or by location. And we could either have them, when they click on it, go to your website if you want, or call you directly. I will tell you that I know our clients have seen really great results with the Facebook ads.
One second. I got to take this.
Oh, no. Go ahead. I'll wait. No worries.
Hello.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
No. Listen, you're running a business. You're running a business. I don't mind.
No, yeah. I already missed a couple phone calls that I got to
call. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry.
So let me ask you a question. What's the name of the of your company?
Our company is called Local, like as in local, like your local area, Splash, like a splash of water, S-P-L-A-S-H. We're a Google Channel partner, and you'll find us in Fountain Valley, California, Chris. We've been in business now 18 years. We'll be 19 this December.
Okay, yeah, Local Splash in California.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, just so you quickly know, in addition to all of this, we're going to also include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, as well as giving you exposure on mobile devices. This would cover anyone searching from their iPhone, Android, or tablet that they would still be able to find you on the first page of Google immediately. So basically what we do is with this Platinum package, we're covering all of your bases. We're doing all the management for you so that you can focus on your jobs. Anytime you have changes, questions, updates, concerns, you're going to have a team that's dedicated to your account here within our company, okay? So we do it all for you. Now, you'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system. So you just don't have to take our word for it that it's working. You're going to also be able to see all the keywords you're listed for, where they perform the location of the search, how many times you came up in the search results. You're going to be able to see all of that and not just take our word for it. And I did find two Facebook pages for you. I found one that has your phone number, okay? And then I found another one, and actually this one doesn't have a phone number, but it looks – oh, wait a minute. It does. Is this one yours? Yep, I found two of them. So there's one that has your logo on the profile picture, and then there's one that doesn't. So you actually have two Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little tricky around.
It's okay. I mean, we're here to help you with everything, you know. I mean, you've done – I know you've tried to do a lot of this on your own, and you've done a good job so far, right? All we would be doing is really – taking it over and giving you that more exposure that you need, right? So that you can focus on your jobs and kind of take this off your plate, in other words.
Yeah.
But what are
yeah.
your thoughts, if you don't mind me asking? I mean, how do you feel about it?
Okay, so, so like I say, I work with Townsquare.
Uh-huh.
Like I say, it didn't work out. So, I'm kind of like, you know, I'm doing advertising a different way now, which has been working really well for me. I mean,
okay.
Honestly, I want to do it something more better and online. You know, it's hard to trust. You know, I'm like, you know, I can say yes and then, you know.
I don't blame you. Chris, I don't blame you. Listen, I would feel the same way you did. Okay, I really would. And I'm going to tell you right now, I will always be honest and open with you. This is not going to happen overnight, okay? I'm not saying tomorrow you're going to be on the first page of Google. It's everything's still going to be a process, but I do want to share the timeline with you. So if you were to sign up today, I would actually schedule your client interview with our technician today if you have the time based off of your availability, because in that client interview is when our technician is going to talk to you about your Facebook ads, everything more in detail, right? Once we finish that client interview, we're moving. So that's why I like to do it the same day. If not, by no later than the following. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories. You're going to also have your login credentials to start tracking your results with us. Within 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are going to be live. So they'll already be seeing your Facebook ads. Now, in our terms and conditions, and we send this to you in writing, we always say that the first page placement on Google, that it can take between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, many times I have seen it happen sooner. Now, in your case, you already have the Google profile, right? Yes, we're going to merge
yeah.
them, but it's a matter of you adding us on as managers. So there is a possibility that it could happen sooner. But one thing I will tell you, too, is that when we're completing steps, we keep you aware of what we're doing. We'll let you know once you're on the first page. We'll send you a notification. We're going to notify you when your Facebook ads are live. We're going to notify you when you're in the directories. So we're going to keep you aware of the steps that we're completing. And we're doing this month to month. We're not asking you to, like, do a contract or anything like that, because we prefer to earn your business month in and month out. We will ask that you at least stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, excuse me, but you're paying monthly. At any time, you can cancel, Chris, and we're not going to charge you a cancellation fee.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what you were investing with Townsquare, but I can tell you this, that a lot of times people have thought that they were targeting the areas that they had mentioned, and they weren't because companies weren't running any type of ads. For you to better understand, in an area that you're at in Dover, it's highly populated, right? It's like Los Angeles, okay? So the local area that Google considers your local area is really your zip code and about 5 miles, 10 miles around your zip code. That's what Google will consider your local area. 10 miles is really pushing it. In order for you to get found outside of that, they either have to be running Facebook ads or Google ads. And if they're not running either one of those, they're only limiting you to just your zip code. And a lot of times this is where you find that you're not getting results because they're limiting you to just your zip code and 5 miles around your zip code.
Okay.
So that's why I was offering you this package, because this for me is the most beneficial. I wouldn't even offer you Google ads. Google ads are way more expensive, and I feel you don't need the Google ads. Facebook ads is what's going to give you the better conversion rate, along with the Google first page placement.
Yeah.
And I understand the trust issue. I mean, all I'm asking, I mean, give us 1% of your trust. Chris, let us earn the other 99%.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? Let me think about it a little bit, because I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to waste money, especially now, you know, that we have
I would never want you to look at it like that. No, no, no. I understand. Honestly, Chris, I don't ever want you to look at this as wasting money. You can't go in with that mentality because of the fact that then you're going to always look at it as a waste. I don't want to make another bill for you. I would love for you to look at this as an investment. Okay. I'm not trying to create another bill for you.
I understand that. I understand that. Yeah. But like I say, you know, that's why I'm telling you, because.
Yeah.
We have the low season coming now, which is starting now, you know, free service over here, you know, we're going to get it. The winter time is coming. And,
yeah.
You know, everything is going to be slower now.
I understand. So let me ask you this. Would it be, I mean, other than, you know, the trust issue, right, with what happened with Town Square, Chris, would it be the monthly or the initial investment that might also hold you back a little bit? I ask so that I could see if there's somewhere that I could help you.
So what do you think?
Well, the reason that I asked is because, look, you mentioned, you know, the slower season's coming in, right? I have an idea, so I'm going to run it by you first before I even ask my manager, okay? So I get, it's called friends and family rate that they give to me. They give me 2 credits a month that I could use for a friend or a family member, but, I mean, obviously I have to have a position open for them. I don't ever use mine because people in my family work for someone or they're already retired, except for my aunt, but she does like taquisas. I don't know if you know what that is. She does catering, and Google's not too good for caterers because it's mainly word of mouth, right? But what if, let's just say, I asked my manager, and I was honest with him. You know, I'm not going to tell him you're my long-lost cousin or my compadre, but what if I asked him if he'll give me permission to give you my friends and family rate? So you would, bless you, so you would come in at my rate, so that means that your rate wouldn't change. You would just come in at my friend and family rate. What it does is it drops, your setup fee is only going to be $50 is the setup fee, okay? But your monthly would only be $249. So you'll always pay $249 every month that you're with us. Even if you were with us for 6 years, your price is never going to change, right? Because you're coming in at my rate. So what it would do, Chris, is it would then be $299 would be your initial investment, because it's $249 plus the $50 setup fee. But every month after that, then you're only paying $249 a month.
Yeah. So let me ask you a question. So how you want to fix the 2 Facebook pages and all that stuff?
Well, so as far as the, okay, so with the 2 profile pages on Google, we're going to merge them into one. Now, the two Facebook pages, you just need to let us know which one you want us to manage. Because you have access to both of them, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I was looking, okay, as long as you have access to both, you just let us know which one you want us to manage. In fact, let me ask my manager what happens when there's two Facebook, because I think if you need the other one deactivated, we could help you deactivate it. No se borra, like it doesn't erase it, it just kind of like closes it, but there's a way you can always activate it again when you need to. Which one do you like best? The one that has your logo on it? I think they both look good, but I like the one with the logo.
Yeah, I mean, either one, whatever, you know, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, so we would just actually, I'll ask them what happens when there's two Facebook business pages. Do we merge them? Only because as long as you have access to both, I know for a fact you just let us know which one you want us to manage, and you would add us on as a manager on the Facebook page you want us to manage, because that's where we're going to be running the Facebook ads from, is that business profile on Facebook, right? So we want to make sure we're managing the right one. Okay. So
yeah,
we would handle all of it for you.
Yeah, I'd rather just keep one.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we can, I'm just asking him right now how we would do that, just so you know. What happens when they have two Facebook business pages? Can we merge them into one? Yeah, I know that either we merge them or we can help you deactivate the one that you don't want. Because you're right, I think it looks better when you only have just the one, so that there's no confusion. Which one did you like best, the one with the logo?
I have to look at them.
Okay. So yeah, okay, so he said that you would just need to delete the one, but we can help you with the steps on how to delete it, to walk you through it. It's not that hard.
Okay.
You would just need to know which one you want to keep. Okay. But yeah, I mean, before I ask my manager, that's why I wanted to run this by you. It was an idea that I had, you know, if I can get that code from him to give me the approval, what it would be is just you would only be paying $299 today, but every month after that, you're grandfathered in to my rate at $249 a month, which that price, I mean, it's never going to change. Like I said, whether you're with us 6 months, 6 years, I mean, it's always going to be $249 a month because you would be coming in at my rate. But I did want to run it by you first before I ask, because if I can help you in any way, I'm going to do what I can, you know. And I would definitely share with him your experience with Town Square. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring that up again, because I know it was 6 months, you know, of investing. And I don't know what you invested, and I'm sure it was a pretty good penny, right? You were investing. So that's the part of the reason why I would ask him. Is, you know, can we help them in this way? I know it wasn't our fault, Chris, but if I could kind of help you in that way, I mean, I'll do what I can too, you know?
So, okay. Yeah, I think I will keep the one with the logo. I have two pictures, the one with the logo and the one that has like a house with the...
Yes. Okay. So yeah, I see what you're talking about. So the one, like right now, I'm looking at the one that has your logo as the background photo, right? But the profile picture in it is the house with the dead tree. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the one that I see. It doesn't even have your email address. It does have your phone number. The other one that I'm looking at, okay, has your profile picture is your company logo, but the background photo is like a tree that was cut down, and it has the, what is that? I'm probably going to say it wrong. The saw, the electric saw, right? But
Yeah. This
one has like tree1experts@hotmail.com. It has your email and your phone number.
Yeah.
So which one are you saying that you like best?
The one that has more followers, I guess.
Okay, I'll tell you which one has more followers. Let's look. Okay, so on this one that has the logo on your your logo for the profile picture has 36 followers. The one that has this one only has one follower. So the one that has the dead tree? Yeah, the one with the house showing in the profile with the dead tree, that one has that one only has one follower.
Yeah.
So my manager actually sent me how you can delete or cancel deletion of your Facebook. So he sent me the helpful tips on how you can do it to delete that one page. So it just talks about to delete your page, you'll need to have the Facebook access with full control. So I would say don't do it from your phone. You want to do it from a desktop. I'll send you the instructions on it. And then it says when you request that we delete your Facebook page, right? This is Facebook giving instructions. They'll unpublish or deactivate your page immediately, but it won't permanently delete it until 30 days have passed. So even if 30 days you realized, oh man, I didn't want to delete that page, you can reactivate it. So they give you like 30 days before it'll completely delete it. But if you only have one follower on there, you should be fine. I would suggest, yeah, keeping the one that has the most followers. Because you got, I think it's 36 on the other one I saw. Now, also one thing that we'll do, too, is we can also help you with your reviews as well. So, like, whenever someone, you complete a job, we can create you a tiny URL to make it more simpler for you. And all you do is you text it or email it to your clients and ask them to leave you reviews. And when they click on it, they leave 5 stars, and that'll also post to your Google profile page.
Yeah.
Okay. So...
Yeah, I think
and
I have only have access to one of them.
To which one? Which Facebook? The tree one, experts?
Yeah, the one with the picture and the dead tree and from the house.
That's the only one you have access to?
Yeah.
Who has access to this other one then?
I used to, but like I say, when I switch it over, like, they switch it over to my other,
Oh.
I don't know. They did something.
Well, this one has your email. There should be a way that you should be able to claim it.
I don't know. So anyway,
So you let me know, Chris, before I ask my manager, if I can get you that rate, I mean, would you be willing to give us a shot?
Okay, let's try. Let's try. I mean, this is my last.
Okay.
My last.
Okay. So let's do this. What is the best email for you? Is it going to be that one that I saw, the Hotmail one? Tree1experts@hotmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm doing first. Chris, I'm going to send you 2 emails. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, which is me. The first email, okay, because I just sent him the message to get the approval code, I know he's going to give it to me because I never ask him for anything, only if I really, really believe in someone and I want to help, you know, and I know that they're serious, right? So I'm sending you this email that'll say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you that the price is $249 a month with the $50 setup fee. He's writing me right now. Approval code, please. Okay. He's just sending me the code right now. He said, first, to congratulate you on your new business. Okay. All right. Awesome. Now, the second email that I'm going to send you right now, Chris, is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So what that does is it just gives you an overview of our reporting system so that you have an idea of how the reports will look. Okay, so I'm sending you that one. And then on this phone number that you and I are speaking on, can you also get text messages to this phone number?
Yeah, my cell phone, yes.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to be doing also is sending you 3 text messages, and once you receive them, just confirm with me that you got all 3, okay? So this first text that you're going to be receiving, it's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my phone number and my extension. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I still like for you to have my information for your records, okay? So there goes the first one. Now, the second text is going to be the number to our customer service department. You're going to have a team, remember, dedicated to your account. So any time, Chris, that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. You are 3 hours ahead of us. So we are always here for you, 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Okay?
Okay, so I got the 3 text messages.
Okay, you got all 3. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Now this last one, right, is actually a link to a YouTube video. Now, the video is about maybe 6 minutes long. I recommend that when you have time, take a look at the video. It's just going to show you how you go in and track your results with us, and it's nothing, like, complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, this is just for the account purpose. Is your name Chris, or is it Christopher, and you go by Chris?
Christian.
Oh, okay. Oh, Christian, you speak Spanish?
Sí.
Amo, because the way you say Christian. Okay. C-H-R-I-S. Do you do it with the C-H or sin el H?
Yeah,
C-H. C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N. Okay. What's your last name, Christian?
Vargas.
Or Chris. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Either way, Vargas.
Vargas. Okay. You know, it's interesting. You're not going to believe me when I tell you this, but my manager's name is Christian, but we call him Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was like, wait a minute. Are you sure you said Christian right now? Okay. Now, the number that I see listed on your Google profile page, and this would be the best number also for us to contact you at, is the 973-458-3973, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then currently, how I see the company name listed, now on one it says Tree One Experts. On the other one it says Tree One Experts LLC. That's the one that you did. Do you want it to keep the LLC or without it?
No, we're just going to keep Tree One Experts.
Okay. Tree One Experts. Okay, so no LLC on it. Okay, perfect. I just want to confirm that. And then it's not the number one, it's written out one, correct? That's how I see it. Tree, the word one, and then experts. Okay.
Yes.
All right. What was the address that you PIN verified it at? Do you remember?
277 Richards Avenue, over New Jersey.
Okay. I show the zip code is 07801, right?
Yes,
07801. Okay. Perfect. Okay. And then I have your website link already here. Now, for the billing, Chris, the card that you're using today for the payment, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
Going to be a business card.
Okay. Is your name anywhere on it, or is it just the business name that it has?
It has both, the name and the business name and my name.
So it only says Christian Vargas, or is there like a middle initial?
G, Christian G. Vargas.
Okay. And then how does the company name read on there?
Same thing, 3-1 Experts LLC.
Same billing address as well?
Yes.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa. Visa.
Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
4135-7510-0810-5072.
Expiration month and year?
Will be 328.
3 of 28, and what's the CVV code on the back?
059.
059. Now, before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording. It's going to outline our service agreement. It's an added form of protection for you that we're going to send in writing with your invoice. Now, Chris, when I'm walking you through it, if there's something you don't understand, just say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back, review it, and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that before we process your payment, you have a clear and firm understanding. Sound good?
Okay.
Now, I also want to put a security question on your account with us. You have the choice that it can either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
City.
City. What city were you born in?
Tarasu.
How do you spell that?
T-A-R-R-A-Z-U.
Tarasu? Okay,
Tarasu.
Perfect. All right. Now, real quick, before we do this, I want to schedule your client interview. Let me know if any of these times work for you today. I have one that's 4 to 5, your time, or one that's 6 to 7. Do either one of those times work for you?
Let's do 6 to 7.
6 to 7 works best? Okay. I'm going to actually kind of send this to you first, okay? I'm going to send you a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your client interviewed, that they're going to call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. We're going to actually call you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure, okay, Chris, that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, if for some reason when we call you, you're in the middle of something and you need 5 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, can you call me back in 5 minutes? We'll call you right back. We're going to also send you a reminder an hour before your interview just to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour. If I'm not on the phone or in a meeting, I will be the one calling you. If I'm not available to call you, then the technician's going to call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
So I just sent you the email on that. All right, now I'm going to turn on the recording. Remember, if you don't understand something, just ask me so I can review it with you, okay?
Okay.
So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you would like it to read on the first page of Google.
3-1 Expert.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Christian Vargas, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Chris, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Now, we know sometimes, Chris, if we call you with an update, you're like in the middle of a job and you can't pick up the call. All we're asking is that you respond within 24 hours. Also, keep in mind that you might have a company calling you trying to sell you another type of online product, right? They are not associated with us. We're never going to call you to ask you to spend more money. If you're unsure if it's us calling you or not, ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? You want me to explain this?
We don't have
an agreement. Yeah, let me just explain it first and then I'll repeat it. What we're saying is this. We're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, all we're asking is that you give us a call first, let us know, so we can look back and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. That's all we're asking. Okay. Just give us a heads up. Okay. Like okay. If you were to say, hey, I'm going to be running Facebook ads. We're going to say, no, Chris, don't do it. We're already including Facebook ads. So we're saving you from spending more money. Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is October 25th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $299. So this will be a two-month verbal agreement. All that means, Chris, is that your second payment will be charged on the 25th of November, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement is automatically going to renew each month on the 25th day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225, and you'll hit prompt 1. Now, we do ask that if you choose to pause or cancel your agreement, at least call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, Chris, so that way you don't incur that charge. So you already know, if you need to pause it or cancel it, you call 3 business days before the 25th, so that way you don't get charged on that date, okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So what I'm doing now is I'm updating the package. I'm going to process the payment, and then we're just going to go over a few notes. We're going to send you also your receipt. You'll be receiving it in the next couple of minutes, and we'll go over that too. I probably only need like 5 minutes of your time, and then we're done. So when it comes to your services, I am notating that it is both residential as well as commercial. Aside from the tree service, we're talking tree removal. Do you do tree trimming and planting too? What do you want me to notate?
I do. I do tree removal, tree trimming, stump grinding.
Okay.
Land clearing.
Land clearing? Okay.
Yeah.
Land clearing. Okay. Stump grinding. Stump removal too, I'll put, because I know there's different ways people search. Do you do any grading or reed sloping? Pruning?
No, pruning.
Okay, got it. And not transplanting, right? Like you don't move one tree to another side? Okay, perfect. All right. And then let's see here. Hours of operation. What are your hours of operation, Chris?
So, basically between 7 to 7.
7 to 7. What days?
Monday to Saturday.
Monday to Saturday. Do you do any emergency services by chance?
Yes.
Oh, you do. Okay. Do you want me to notate that? Emergency services available?
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see. Now, you know how it has your regular phone number showing there on Google? If you want, and it's just an option, it does not cost you anything. What we could do is we could put a tracking number. The tracking number is what they would see, but when they click on it, it's linked to your phone. So it's still going to ring to your phone. And it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. You can track your phone calls, your messages. You could even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it still be your phone number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
What do you recommend?
Well, do you get a lot of spam calls right now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would recommend the tracking number, because even if a spam call came in, all you got to do is just block it. And even if later on, let's just say later on down the line, you don't want the tracking number anymore, we can change it. We can change it back to your regular phone number showing.
Okay.
I recommend the tracking number. It's going to prevent you from getting those spam calls. So I'm going to put yes. And it doesn't cost you anything, so if you need to change it later. Now, on your miles, do you want us to keep it at 15 miles, or do you want me to put 20? 50 miles would be the max that you can cover, 50 miles. So do you want 15, 15, or 20? What do you prefer?
Let's do 20.
20. And it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
No, I'm licensed and insured.
Oh, good for you. And then what are your forms of payments that you accept? Cash, check, Zelle, Venmo?
Cash, credit cards.
Uh-huh.
And checks.
And checks. Okay, perfect. And then let's see. I just want to make sure I'm not missing nothing else here. Oh, when we contact you, let's say we have an update on your account, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I'd rather have email.
Emails. Okay, beautiful. All right. And then it looks like I got all of those. Now, the last thing I need you to do, and then we're all done, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. We text it to you, and we also send it to your email. It would have came either before or after the welcome one. And it'll start off by saying, "Dear Christian G, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email." This is actually your receipt that I need you to open.
So, Chris G, thank you for choosing Local Splash and your copy of your invoice.
Yes. Perfect. Now, do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Okay, you're going to click on that.
Yes.
Now, it takes you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay? So what this is, the services that you're getting is the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access, Directory Submissions. My site doesn't apply to you. That's more of a customized website. So if you didn't have a website, I would want to include that for you. But since you have yours, we're going to make sure that's the one that's attached where we're promoting you. Now, you also, the business Facebook page access and Facebook ads, Google ads, and Google Guaranteed are products that we also assist with. Google Guaranteed is more of a pay-per-lead program. If you want to kind of revisit that later, it's also a good program that I would suggest for you. It's a pay-per-lead, not like Angie's Leads. I don't know if you've ever used anything like that, because these are actual leads that you don't share with anyone, and they're only being sent to you. But Google has certain requirements for that program. They're going to require background checks. They want social security number and all of that. So if you want to revisit it later and just kind of get the info on that, we can always talk about that later. Okay. Google Workspace. Exactly. Google Workspace, they might offer it to you during your client interview. That's just having like a work email that would say christian@tree1experts.com. It's an additional cost. You don't have to do it. Okay, you can decline that. Advanced reporting system is part of your package. The live client support team, it shows our hours Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Remember, for you, it's always going to be 10 to 7 because you're 3 hours ahead. If we ever communicate to you through a text message where it says your mobile phone under SMS message, it has your phone number listed there. Our delivery dates is what I went over with you earlier. Remember, we're always going to say first page placement is 30 to 45. It's what we send in writing. But I've seen it many times happen sooner. Remember, your Facebook ads are going to be up 7 to 14 days. Directory submission is 5 to 7, and you'll also get your login credentials 5 to 7 days as well, okay? Now, under the payments, it shows today you paid $299 to activate your account. $50 was the setup fee. From the $249, we take $100, we allocate it to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So you're not paying any cost per clicks. We are. And then when you look at the monthly after, we break it down for you again. $100 plus the $149, $249. You're only going to pay that every month that you're with us. If you need to put a seasonal hold or you need to cancel, we ask that you call 3 business days before the 25th so you don't get charged. There's a little box that says next to it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is complete and accurate. You're going to click in that box because you're saying, yes, it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. And at the bottom where it's asking you to sign, you're going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Christian,
okay.
Space,
yeah,
G, no period. Okay, you already did it?
I already did. I just waiting for the username and password.
Oh, beautiful. You're already there. Okay, perfect. So we don't have your username or password yet because in 5 to 7 days, you're going to get an email with this link, a username and a password. This is where you're going to go in and track your results with us. So be on the lookout for that email. That's why I want you to watch that video because it's going to show you how you log in there. Okay. So remember today, we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, and we'll be calling you between 6 and 7 o'clock, so just make sure you answer all calls within that hour, okay? And I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our local Splash family, Christian. I'm so excited for you. And real quick, you prefer Chris, right? So I can notate it on there. I know I keep going back and forth. Is Chris fine? Okay. I'm going to tell them you go by Chris, okay? But any questions for me before I let you get about your day? Sorry, we took a little bit. Any more questions?
No.
Okay, the client interview, just so you know, you don't need to be in front of a computer. It'll probably take about 30 or 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have, okay?
Okay.
So we'll talk to you this evening, all right?
Okay.
You have a beautiful day, Chris. Thank you.
Okay. Gracias.
Okay. Bye-bye.